I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Once a cultural and religious majority, Christianity is on the decline in Jordan. Yet people in the region are reportedly more open than ever to Christ. Jerry's with the Program for Theological Education by Extension says,
we have immigrants from Iraq and Syria. And among these immigrants, there are some opening to the gospel. And so, relatively speaking, from historical point of view, this is probably the first time in the history of this area that many Muslims are coming to Christ.
Through relationships, Christians share about Jesus and his love. PTEE educates leaders for the Arab church in Jordan and the Arab world. Please pray for the ministry as it teaches students how to share Christ as a way of life. We turn now to China, where it seems like recent news has been about the restriction of religious freedoms, especially for Christians. Mission Cry's executive director Jason Wolford says they're working with a business partner in Hong Kong who can get the container in and get the materials distributed not only in Hong Kong, but areas where others can't go, like mainland China.
So I'm encouraged to know that just off this one shipment, there are 22,000 people who have access now to a free Bible, and those have already been distributed. And this year, we're focusing on sending two more sea containers there.
So what can we do? Be praying. This is spiritual warfare, and
you can take advantage of that by sending a used Bible or a Christian book to our ministry, but also helping financially and sponsoring that sea container.
Find your place in these stories at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us on social media. Also find us on Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.